As we come to the Lord's table, let us hear these words of invitation. 1 John chapter 4, verse 9 to 10. In this, the love of God was manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. We've heard this morning about God's coming judgment on Babylon, on everything that belongs to that city. Babylon symbolizes all opposition to God, sin and evil, demons and the devil, and also people who are opposed to God. Babylon is a city made up of rebellious people. And the great warning of the Christian scriptures is that that city is doomed to destruction. There is a hell for demons and the devil and for all who oppose God. That's the bad news. But as Christians, we celebrate good news. But it's only good news if you first understand the bad news. But here is the good news. Here is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. That word propitiation means a place where God's wrath is diverted. God sent his Son to divert his wrath away from us. Instead of pouring out his wrath on us sinners, God's anger was poured out on his Son, Jesus Christ. It was a real event that took place on the day when he died on a cross. That day Jesus died was a day of judgment. It was a day that anticipated the final judgment of God. Which means that if we are Christians this morning, then we don't have to fear this coming day of judgment. If we are Christians, if we have put our trust and hope in Jesus Christ, then we are not doomed to destruction because Jesus Christ has already received that act of destruction instead of us. And why? Well, John tells us, in this is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. And this morning, as we celebrate the Lord's Supper, what we have on this table are visible symbols of God's love for us. God wants us not only to hear about his love this morning, he wants us to see it, to touch it, to taste it, to smell it. The gospel comes to us in word, but it also comes to us in sacrament. And what a sacrament is a sign, not a mere empty sign, but a sign that is significant. This bread and this wine, as we participate in this meal this morning, by faith, they nourish our union with Jesus Christ. They deepen our love for him. So as we enjoy this meal this morning, let us see and touch and taste and smell the love of God for us in these symbols of bread and wine. Because this morning we celebrate that that final day of judgment will not touch us because it touched Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago. This is not a table that is exclusive to Presbyterians. This is a Christian meal. It is for all true citizens of Jerusalem. So if you are here this morning and your faith is in Christ, and you've received the sign of his baptism and you're a member of a church, then please come and eat and drink. This meal is for you. Rejoice this morning that that judgment will never touch you because it touched Jesus Christ. If you're not a Christian and you're not baptized, then please just let the bread and the wine pass by. But as we come to enjoy this meal, let us pray. God of glory, you are majestic in holiness. And in the presence of your holiness, we are aware of our unworthiness. We are full of sin from head to toe, and we deserve nothing but your just condemnation. Yet you are the God of love, and in your love you sent your Son to divert your wrath away from us. And we rejoice in that great truth this morning, that before we loved you, you loved us and provided a way to forgive us. So, Father, we take this bread and this wine from the gifts you have given us, and we celebrate with joy the cleansing that has been won for us in Christ. And as we participate in this simple meal, help us by your Holy Spirit to feed upon your Son in our hearts by faith. Grant us to know the blessing of sins forgiven. Accept our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving as a living and holy offering of ourselves, that our lives may proclaim your Son, crucified and risen. And we ask this through his name. Amen.